Hello, it's Michael Morris again. Last week I was deliberately provocative towards the end of what I had to say. I suggested we need to move away from an understanding, or rather misunderstanding, of God as a Heavenly Father Christmas, who'll give us what we want, to a more mature, and dare I say it, Christian, understanding that focuses on the God revealed at Easter. And by Easter, I don't just mean Easter Day, but the God revealed through Jesus in the week leading up to and including Easter Day. Not the all-powerful God of Judaism, nor the philosophical concept of Eastern religions, but the suffering God revealed uniquely through his Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us that God is willing to be part of the suffering and death that all human beings are called to experience. So to understand God properly requires time and effort, not least to understand ourselves better. Because make no mistake, God is at work in and through us, and sometimes even despite us. When I trained as a teacher, I was told that everything should be child-centered. It was an attempt to move beyond the poor teaching that I had myself received. Large classes, few worksheets, and all gathered in silence around the blackboard. No whiteboards in those days, and definitely no computer-driven whiteboards of the sort that are in every classroom today. Then the teacher was king, talking most of the time as we listened in silence, which was fine for those of us who understood what he was talking about. And it was usually a he, not a she. But for those who struggled to understand, it was difficult, and no surprise that many lost interest and became disruptive, until a low-flying board rubber or a piece of chalk flew at them from the teacher's hand, reminding them who's boss. Nowadays, thank goodness, education is very different. Inspectors are more interested in the quality of learning than the quality of teaching. The focus is on the child. How well do they learn? How hard are they pushed? And how well are they resourced? In order to make sure that they do learn and make progress. Targets are set, and if they're not met, teachers are challenged to be accountable. In the same way, I think, Lent is a time for us to focus on our learning as Christians. How well resourced and motivated are we for this task? How much time and effort do we put in to learn more about God and how he is at work through us? Do we challenge ourselves to become better Christians and build a discipline? I hesitate to say set targets, but we need discipline to help us improve. As we look at the evil in the world, and there is plenty of evil at work today, it's so easy to assume that evil is something that someone else does, not me. In war, for example, army chaplains lead prayers for soldiers on both sides of any conflict, and it's all too easy to think that God is exclusively on our side, not the enemy's. But as we grow in our understanding of the God revealed in Jesus, we learn that this God is not the all-powerful warrior of the Old Testament. Rather, he's the one who invites us to deal with the log in our own eye first, before we offer to deal with the speck of sawdust in someone else's eye. He's the one who forgives Peter when he denies any knowledge of Jesus, and the one who accepts the weakness of his followers who fall asleep in Gethsemane, leaving Jesus to face suffering alone. Ours is a forgiving God, not a vengeful one. So when I hear religious language being used regarding world events, I worry about how little effort is made to proclaim the God who is revealed in Jesus. So many seek to win God over with their prayers to do what they think needs to be done, including punishing the wicked, who are always, of course, other people. So sadly, many lose faith when they don't get the answers that they want. Our mission as Christians must begin with ourselves. Building God's kingdom on earth begins with seeking to understand God better. When we make the effort to do this, and what better time than the 6 weeks of Lent, we are then better equipped to take on the God-given mission of proclaiming the suffering, forgiving God revealed in Jesus Christ. And a kingdom of forgiveness, where suffering is accepted as part of the journey towards wholeness, is one that is worth striving for. May God bless us in this most difficult Lent as we resist the temptation to judge others and seek to understand and live in obedience to the God of justice, mercy, and forgiveness revealed in Jesus. Shall we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.